Welcome, everybody. Shinama 1450. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravaran Zizel Lila Nishmas Blim of Asra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Reb Rafol Avram Nisanel Ben Masha Liba. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lachel. Okay, so interesting concept in Hachana. As we mentioned the last couple of shirim, we want to try and get into the halachas of get a little bit more into the halachas of v'daber dover, like we spoke a little bit about it, mimsei chefsecha. These are a little bit, sort of go down the same track, they're sort of like first cousins to one another. Hachana, we're finishing off, obviously, and see how they branch out. We already saw the differentiations. So, but he brings an interesting thing, does it say for klalim, and we're going to try Bezras Hashem. I'd like to work, like I said last year, the Sefer Klalim, we wrote a whole Sefer actually on Kriya, what you're allowed to read on Shabbos, what you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, and so on. So we'll try and work out of it. It's written, very nice with the Klalim, with examples and everything. We'll try and get a better understanding as far as that goes. Just reading from the Sefer Klalim also on Hachana. The question is, as far as halicha, we spoke about talking. In general, talking is not a problem as far as talking for after Shabbos. It's on Shabbos, and I want to invite my friend to come over after Motzei Shabbos. From a lava malka, whatever. It's not really, it doesn't make a difference. Mitzvah, not a mitzvah. But we'll be it as a mayor. I'm asking him to come over. There's no, I'm not talking about doing anything that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. I'm not going to say, well, call me after Shabbos or drive after Shabbos. Just come over, lava malka, this and that. So that's fine. Because you said the talking part is not a tircha. Now, what about as far as walking goes? As far as walking, is that a problem? What do we mean by that? We've spoken about also when we made the distinction, there's something called mimsei chefsecha, an isra called mimsei chefsecha. If somebody, for example, goes, like we said, you want to go catch the train after Shabbos, right? So you're not going to go on Shabbos on the train, but I'm going to walk to the train station and wait there for after Shabbos till the train comes. You know, like this right after Shabbos, I'll make Abdullah, whatever, I'll say Baruch HaMavdil, and I'll jump right on the train, right on the train. So that's part of the Isra of Mimsei Chefsecha. Why are you walking over there? You're not doing the Isra of walking, is not a problem, but Mimsei Chefsecha, you're going to do an Isra right after Shabbos, and that's why you're going over there. Okay, but the interesting thing is, so that's an Isra of Mimsei Chefsecha, but what about Hachana? Right, in all these cases, I'm going on the bus after Shabbos, I'll walk to the bus station, I'll walk to the train station, but there's nothing, it's not brought down really as far as there's a problem of Hachana, of preparation. You're also preparing. Why are you walking over there 10 blocks down? Because you want to catch the train. Why are you walking over there 10 blocks down? You want to catch the bus. Good. So you're preparing for the week there. No, it's Mimsei Chefsecha. You're going to do an aver. You're going to do something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, so that walking is a problem. But it's not as far as, it's not a, the walking per se is not the issue. The issue is what you're going to do. Okay, so I don't want to get it too complicated, but be it as it may, so with all that, he brings down the Sefer Klalim that halicha, walking itself per se, is not really part of the Isra of Hachana, preparation for the week. So what do we mean? Just to read it inside, and then we'll go on to the example. One could go on Shabbos, afal pisha uysa kein, even though a person's allowed to walk on Shabbos, afal pisha uysa kein letzerich yoim acher. Even though he's going for his intention is for a different day. Now we spoke about in the past not to say it, right? Like even when I go to sleep, so I could stay up at night. Good, you could do that. Sleeping is no problem on Shabbos, but don't say it. That again, I'm staying up tonight Shabbos. Don't say that. So why could you walk? That's not really considered a tercha. I'm walking. I could walk here, walk there. I could walk to shul also. What's the problem? But don't say it with your mouth. Don't say it with your mouth that I'm going there specifically. Oh, but avol iser mishum iser mimsechevscha. But there is an iser mimsechevscha. If I'm walking to go do something I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos, like we said, right, to take the train or whatever, im hoylech b'shabbos kedei lehichin atzmei, to prepare themselves, lasis peula, to do something in action, amaytzi Shabbos, and that peula. So he says kishep peula asura lasis b'shabbos. If that peula, that action that you're going to do, like ride on the bus, train, whatever, is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. V'gam, and also kishem kishem minkere. It's also recognizable. Kishem minkere milt. It's recognizable. Oh, hey, why is that guy walking over there? He must be going on the train. Why is that guy walking over there? He must be going to the bus. Kishem minkere milt. When it's recognizable, kishahaylach lases fapula, he's going over there to do that action, but he's going to do it after Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. I don't ride a train on Shabbos, but after Shabbos. Well, but you're going. Why is he walking there? I could see he's walking over there to ride the train. Okay. V'gam also kavanasa be'emes la'asayis pula asura b'moitz Shabbos. And there's a third condition. Really, these are all the three conditions you need to be over mimsa chefsecha, right? So it's a little bit far-fetched. The kavana, person's kavana has to be also, and my kavana is bedavka to go do that. Good. Fine. So he says, so interesting, he says on the bottom that, but he doesn't say ve'im b'halichaseh. So he brings this from the in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Ches Yachal Hachshech B'Seichat Chum Kedei Lamar Leilach Sham L'Shem Yom Peiris. Okay, we're not going to get into the various different examples. What's considered Mimsei Chefsecha? What is not? Sometimes you are allowed to go, sometimes not. But so he goes through the ins and outs, back and forth. Sometimes you are allowed to go to watch the Peiris or whatever. But he says that. But then he says ve'im b'halichaseh. Iser mishum hachana mishum mishabbos lachol, but there's no mention over there of hachana, of preparation for the week, right? So he says, oh, there's also, then he brings in ice number 102, he shouldn't say with his mouth, so that we saw last time, and then in ice number 103, so we go through the various different cases, whatever it is. Okay, so be it as it may, with that, we see that the halicha, the walking itself, is not a Isser of Achana. So what would be an example that we would be allowed to do? That's no problem, right? Let's say, for example, I know I have to walk three blocks to go look at a sign because there's a certain shear. I'm not talking about mitzvah, not mitzvah right now, but there's just the fact that, giving an example, he brings down, I'm going to look at the sign that's talking about a shear that's going to be on Tuesday. Right? Or I'm going to shear that's supposed to be tonight, 8 o'clock. Shabbos is over 7, and I'm going to the shear 8, 9 o'clock. I don't know where the shear is, what time it is. Good. So I'm going to walk 3 blocks down to check the sign. I'm going to go to the shul over there and look at the sign as to what time the drushes are on Sunday night, or what time the shiurim are on Sunday night, or something along those lines. Oh. So what's the problem? What do you mean? What does that have to do with Shabbos? That you're going there to check a sign that's telling you information about after Shabbos. So with all that, he springs on, it's no problem. Just to read in ice number 2 on page Sadek Zayin, how he says, Mutar leilach l'stakel b'maydoi, one would be allowed to go walk, right, and to go look at a sign, Mosa yashir, when the shir is Isman Tfilo, what time davening is, what time Sunday morning are we davening? I don't know, look at the sign. So I'm going to walk 3 blocks and look at the sign. What time is davening Sunday morning? What does it have to do with Shabbos or Sunday morning? Oh, but it's only walking involved over here. So that he says is no problem. Oizman tefila v'chadayim v'yemach. So he says mutu. All that would be allowed. Shleinesra alicha mishum achana, because the actual walking itself is not. There's no isra of achana b'shabbos v'yemach. Shleinesra mishum mimsechevzcha. The only isra would be mimsechevzcha. Kevin sheni ha'olach l'asas pula asur. That's only by, like we saw, you need the three conditions, and one of them is to do an isra, to go look at the sign when the shir is. That's not an isra, that's a mitzvah, right? Shemuta l'shmoya shir, you're allowed to hear shira l'spalol v'oida havi mitzvah, and this is a mitzvah also, so there's no mimsechevzcha. So it comes out the only issue would be achana. So for achana, since there's no mimsechevzcha, so for achana, the only issue is you're walking. So walking, we said, is there's no issue of achana, even though the end outcome will be going there to do it for a weekday, which would be to see davening Sunday or the shir on Tuesday or whatever the case is. You want to just go look at the sign. So all that would be fine. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.